This podcast is brought to you by the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania.
Well, what is the path to success for startups, and what goes into that success? New research from educators here at the Wharton School looks at the potential impact that success might have if the idea is part of an accelerator program. Valentina Asanova is assistant professor of management here at the Wharton School. Valentina, great to have you back on the show. Thanks for a few moments.
Thank you as well. Thank you for having me.
It's an interesting element here to kind of connect the startup with an accelerator program. So what was it that piqued your interest?
Well, accelerators have been growing just internationally as well as in the U.S. There's been a ton of interest from governments in investing in innovation and also encouraging more startup activity. We know that startups are an engine for economic growth. And so one of the big questions out there is, given the magnitude of investment and interest among governments, government agencies, as well as the private sector and founders, do accelerators actually work? Is there evidence that, on average, there's a positive effect for founders from participating in these programs when it comes to growing startups?
And so the goal of being part of an accelerator program is what, generally?
Well, founders can gain different benefits from participation. So when we talk about accelerators, maybe it's helpful to first define what we mean by that. They're generally programs that have a fixed cohort intake of ventures, which means that they're taking in a set of startups that are going to be participating at the same time. They typically have a time-bound program and a program duration of between 1 month and a year. So when we think about the benefits that accelerators can potentially provide to founders, they include a couple of different categories of benefits. The first one that comes to mind is just being part of a supportive environment with other founders. So participating in a program comes with a depth and breadth of knowledge that you can access from peers, from other founding teams, other startups that are working on either ventures in the industry for industry-focused programs or ones across very diverse set of industries. Another important benefit is thinking about the curriculum. So most programs come with a curriculum that is intended to provide a set of networking events, training, mentorship, and a variety of opportunities to receive feedback, including pitching events and demo days. And there's a huge benefit to just being able to put an idea out there to have a deliverable, such as a pitch deck or a prototype that founders can get a lot of feedback on. And then be able to use that to connect to investors, to connect to other potential employees.
So the results of the research you did found what?
So in our study, we believe we are the first of this kind of study to look at actually a very large sample of programs. So there have been a lot of studies in the U.S. that have looked just the top programs like Y Combinator. We looked at more than 400 accelerator programs in over 176 countries. And these were programs that had very sets of designs. We looked at data from more than 23,000 applicants to these programs across 335 cohorts. And then we compared in a really fine way the startups that were accelerated to their peers who were also shortlisted. What we found is that accelerated startups grew more on average than their peers, and that growth was significant, and it was economically meaningful. So, for example, compared to their peers, accelerated startups were 3.4% more likely to raise venture capital just in that first year after graduating from the program, and they also raised $1.8 million more in venture capital. So we are here comparing startups that are very high potential to peers that were also shortlisted but were not accelerated.
Yeah. Valentina, great to have you with us today. Thanks very much for your time. All the best. Valentina Asanova, Assistant Professor of Management at Wharton. To explore more content from the Wharton School, visit knowledge.wharton.upenn.edu.